Good morning, everyone. This is Jeffy Kennedy, author of Epic Fantasy Romance. I'm here with my first cup of coffee. Oh, that tastes good this morning. Tastes good every morning, but some days better than others. Because today is a Monday, January 15th, 2024, the Ides of January. We are finally getting a little bit of a break in the cold here in Santa Fe. And some of the snow has melted off of the walking path. So things are looking up that way. It was a good cozy weekend. My friend Megan and I were talking about the word cozy as a verb. Too cozy, to stay in and do things. I have been repainting the living room, making some progress on that. It's a multi-stage project. People keep asking me, oh, well, you know, like, did you finish painting yet? And I have to say, I'm not going to be done painting for a really long time because I have to do, I'm doing like a wall at a time. And we have this sort of semi-open space house. So anyway, I'm very pleased with how it's coming along. Looks great. And unfortunately, I don't think I have much to say today. I was sitting here for a few minutes. Killian is on my desk, and I was thinking, what do I have to say today? I only have like one note, and it's left over from last week, and it's old news now. But the whole thing with the Golden Globes, which I did not watch, but you know, then I learn about it from the internet afterwards. With people saying that, you know, like the guy who is the host, and I don't even know his name, that, you know, he did not do a good job. I think that's probably the kind way to put it. Steve Martin, I first learned about it because Steve Martin went on like Threads and said how hard it is to host an awards show, especially with like this guy only got 10 days notice. And I don't know what the backstory on that is. But people were saying, well, Steve, you're very kind. And other people were saying, you know, this guy fucked up. And he works with writers. And I don't know if it was his delivery or what the writers were thinking, but there were some misogynistic moments that people are just not happy about. It's like, really? Are we still doing this? You know, he had to make a joke about the Barbie movie being about big boobies. And then there was the whole thing about making the joke about Taylor Swift, which he claims was supposed to be poking at the NFL, but he said that the difference between the Golden Globes, and Taylor was there because of, I think because of the Eras Tour movie. Maybe I don't know why she was there. But she was there. Let's find out. Yeah, it was for the Eras Tour film. And I'm glad I looked because this is interesting. They said that she was nominated for her fifth Golden Globe in the newly created Cinematic and Box Office Achievement category. So I guess they created the award for her, which is very Taylor. I think I have more things to say about Taylor Swift today. And I feel like, you know, a lot of you know, I've been a Swiftie for a very long time, and I admire her business sense a great deal, as well as loving her music. And it's interesting to see this, like, huge groundswell that has happened with the Eras Tour. I think it kind of started, well, it's been building, but, you know, like, the Midnights album was so big, and then the Eras Tour has been so amazing. And so, like, she's on everybody's lips. And so, like, the whole thing, for those of you who don't know, I'm saying this for, like, my mother. I always think of, like, when I'm explaining these things. So forgive me if you already know all this, but, like, I know my mother doesn't. So Taylor Swift started dating the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, Travis Kelce. I think I have all of those details correct. And she's been seeing him for, I don't know, 6 months, 8 months, something like that. And so she has been turning up at some of the football games. And so she'll be up in the box with like his mom, you know, the special people, and the NFL cameras, I don't know, the network cameras, whoever decides where the cameras point, have been doing a lot of cutaway shots to Taylor Swift. And it's, you know, like it's been this thing, you know, like more women are going to, you know, the Taylor Swift fangirls are going to the football games hoping to see her. And, you know, and the men are griping about it because, you know, it's like, well, you know, football should be about manly things and not about Taylor Swift. But apparently, I mean, I don't watch football games, but apparently the cutaway is a lot. But, you know, then network's making money off of it. The NFL's making money off of it. So the joke at the Golden Globes was that Taylor Swift was there. And the big difference between that and an NFL game was that there would be fewer cutaway shots to Taylor Swift. And it just came across, like when I say it, it doesn't sound that bad, but it like really came across snarky. And Taylor Swift picked up her glass of champagne and sipped it. She didn't laugh. She didn't smile. She just picked up her glass and sipped it. And I've seen some side-by-side comparisons of like Ryan Gosling when the host made the joke about the Barbie movie, which Ryan Gosling is in. Ryan Gosling had a similarly neutral expression where he was completely unamused by the joke. And it's interesting to see the side-by-side comparison. So many people have come down on Taylor Swift because she didn't laugh. And it feels like this, you know, like that's one of the greatest sins a woman can commit, right? A man made a joke. Oh, there goes Killian. I'm going to go. And she did not laugh. She had the temerity to be unamused. You know, and so people say things like, oh, well, she just takes herself too seriously. Well, they don't say it about Ryan Gosling. So an interesting thing, my assistant sent me this morning. She like sends me WTF stuff that she sees in the bookish community. And people ask her to review books. In fact, I should tell you about something else she was asked to review because she's also a book blogger. I have to let Killian out. Hold on. Put my socks on because my feet are cold. So I'm trying to think of a way to do this. But so there's been a whole lot, especially in the romance community, of people drafting on Taylor Swift, which is annoying to both Karina and I. It's just unsavory, people. You know, it's one thing if you're a total Swiftie and you're inspired by some of her lyrics and you want to write a romance novel, but a whole lot of people are like using titles direct from her lyrics. It's a very deliberate cash in, and it just feels icky. I mean, come up with your own shit, people. That's my take home. I know that's a little bit harsh, but so this one I feel like is even worse because, this author, and we will call her, let's say, Sally. Not her real name. And so Sally has this series of books. And first of all, she makes this big deal about how it's like a reverse trope, that there's this reverse trope. And it's like, well, actually, what you're calling the reverse trope is a very standard romance trope. But, you know, she's trying to make it be special. And then she has one of the books called Sally's Version, which is clearly a deliberate take on Taylor's version, right? Well, it's such a blatant grab on Taylor's fame, and it makes zero sense. I mean, it is aggravating how little sense it makes, right? Because the book is already Sally's version, right? The reason that Taylor's albums have Taylor's version is because her works were sold out from under her, and she used her own money, which, by the way, is a massive amount of money, what it takes to record albums. And she re-recorded her albums and called them Taylor's version, right? It makes no sense for your book to be called Sally's version, because all of your books were already Sally's version. The whole point was that the other albums that belong to the record companies are not her version. So it's just, I'm going to say it again. Come up with your own shit, people. Really. You know, it's like everybody wants to make the cash grab, and I don't know. Maybe I'm cranky this Monday morning. I understand for authors that discoverability is a problem, right? Making sure that out of all of the options out there, especially on, in the Kindle Unlimited ecosystem, getting people to notice who you, try to find ways to stand out. Well, pretending that what you've written is a totally new trope because you gave it an inverted name doesn't make your work special, right? Make your work special. Be original. I mean, how freaking hard? Well, it is hard. Let me take that back. It is hard. I understand it's hard. Do it anyway. That's the point. I mean, you do it because it's hard, and mastering something is something that matters, right? So, another thing that Corinne received as a pitch to review a book was by a guy who said that there was lots of chick lit out there, but not much lad lit, and he was aiming to change that. And again, coming up with a cute name for something, streaming off of something else, does not make it original, right? Ladlit. What is ladlit? I mean, it's like trying to come up with a way of not saying chicklit. You know, the reason that we talk about, and people get annoyed with it, we talk about chicklit, we talk about women's fiction, because the default assumption is that it's all for men, right? That there's a reason why we don't have men's fiction, because all fiction is automatically men's fiction, and fiction that is not specifically for men is for women. I've heard, back to the Barbie movie, heard a number of women talking about having to explain to the men in their lives who are totally perplexed because they don't get the Barbie movie. They're like, well, but I don't understand, and like, Ken doesn't represent me and all this kind of thing. And they're like, you understand that the Barbie movie was not made for you. And they almost can't. And I know that there's a lot of men out there listening to my podcast. I love that you send me comments, and I think it's great. And I think that you are not the guys that we're talking about, because I do know guys who saw the Barbie movie and totally got the joke. And then there are others who are just so deeply offended because it did not center the male experience, right? It's not about men. It's not for men. The other thing that I heard recently, from another friend of mine, was that they knew of an author who was planning a book premise around a TikTok hook, that they were coming up with the TikTok hook first and then planning the book around it. Which, you know, I guess if that's all that matters to you, that's all that matters to you. You know, have at it. But to me, that's not the point of writing books, of being an author. Author Sally, I looked at her bio, you know, and it said that she was, you know, living the dream. And it's like, living the dream, what dream was that? What, you know, to rip off a major pop star? And I don't know. I don't know. I'm judgy this morning. Please forgive me. Yeah. So I do feel a little bit like I'm shaking my cane, but you know, it's, it comes back to the long game, right? Oops, sorry. I know that makes noise. I've noticed when I'm reviewing that if I drop something, it really, with my mic turned way up high, thank you all for letting me know it needed to be. It makes a lot of noise when I drop things. I just picked up this earring. I will show you in the camera. Doesn't really want to focus. There we go. It's a bit of costume jewelry. An old colleague of mine sent me a package. Mom, it was Val Myers. Valerie Moon Myers. Sent me this package of costume jewelry that had belonged to my grandmother, saying that she was cleaning up and thought she should repatriate it. And I totally forgot she had this stuff. There's some really pretty pieces in here. I have to decide. I did remember this necklace. Isn't this cool? Big medallion. For those of you not on video, it's a big silver medallion with a kind of like a polished dark gray center. I think it's just all metal. But kind of cool stuff. I have to think about what I want to do with them. So, you know, I probably sound like a broken record, which is now becoming an outdated metaphor, right? A skipping CD, a track on loop. Sometimes I feel like a track on loop. But you know, I'm always looking at the long game and have all this time. And I'm really glad that I have. I was thinking the other day about certain kinds of misfortunes that end up working out well for us. I was thinking about the fact that, I don't know if I've ever talked about it on here, but I had scoliosis as an adolescent. Scoliosis and kyphosis. Kyphosis is like where your spine hunches, like the widow's hump. And I had to wear a Milwaukee brace, one of those braces that went from my hips up to my chin. And I had chronic back pain, you know, like as a, you know, in my late teens, I had terrible back pain. And I went to a doctor who told me I was just going to have to live with the back pain. Thank you, doctor. And I ended up starting to do things like martial arts and Tai Chi and a lot of kinds of exercising in order to manage that back pain. And now I do not have chronic back pain. I was able to deal with that by learning to do alignment and strengthening. And now I do yoga and I have good core strength and all of that. But I was just thinking about how I've now had this lifelong habit of exercise that other people don't. And now that we are getting into our later years, I'm really grateful that I spent all of that time exercising. And in the same way, I'm kind of grateful that I did not have my books become an instant success or a big phenom, that it has been a gradual, slow build, because that has enabled me to grow with the career. You know, and as authors, We are our brand, you know, and Corrine sent me something the other day. It was really great talking where somebody was saying that they really loved the Bonds of Magic books. Thank you. And that they were looking for more books like that. And they had tried a Laurel K. Hamilton series, which I had liked back in the day, but I had the same problems that this reader had. And somebody replied and said, well, you're not going to find Jeffy Kennedy's. I should look it up. Because it's really nice. Okay, they said, oops, I went to the wrong page. They said, you will definitely not get anything like Jeffy Kennedy's mix of fantasy world building, plot, romance, and sex. You are better off reading all of Kennedy's back catalog or reading someone like Grace Draven. They both do a great job in their fantasy romance. Thank you, person who replied on this. And what was my point there? Oh, that I love that that brand is associated with me, that people will say, you will get this from Jeffy Kennedy, that this is the kind of story she writes. That's what we want. That's the long game. That's what we want to give readers and what we want readers to know about us. Not a TikTok hook. So on that note, I am going to go get to work on writing a decent story, and I will talk to you all on Friday. I hope you all have a great week. Be your authentic selves. Go out and do something original. You all take care. Bye-bye.